From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. High-speed rail in trouble again. A new survey shows voters are skeptical. Now Republican Assemblywoman Diane Harkey says it's time to pull the plug. Jenny O'Mara has the story from Sacramento.
As lawmakers returned to Sacramento this month, the nearly $100 billion project was one of the hottest topics. Republican Assemblywoman Diane Harkey, a longtime critic, has made no secret of her intentions.
If we want to pull the plug on high-speed spending, we can do it. We have the authority in the state constitution.
Harkey has introduced legislation to stop the state funding. The California High-Speed Rail Authority wants the legislature to approve nearly $3 billion in state bonds. Those would match federal funds to pay for building the first part of the system in the Central Valley. Harkey says the state constitution gives the legislature the power to say no.
I want to intervene while we can before major construction begins in the Central Valley. There may be a way to utilize the funds, but this plan, this project, is not the way to do it.
Meanwhile, another Republican lawmaker wants to put the matter to voters again. But high-speed rail has its supporters, most notably Governor Jerry Brown.
This is a time for big ideas, not shrinking back and, you know, looking for a hole to climb into. California is a big state. America can have a high-speed rail system like every other country, every other major country, and I think we got to move forward.
Other supporters point to the jobs it will create, particularly in the Central Valley, where unemployment is high. The State Department of Finance is currently reviewing the project's revised business plan. After that, it will issue its analysis for the initial segment. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org. That's a California Update. I'm Mark Prell.